Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get all the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in and on all the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Because he don't know what he's looking at. You supposed to make changes and put pressure on the guys on the offensive side. He didn't change all Pete Carmichael. We kept saying, man, listen, you need to change Pete Carmichael out and make Ronald Curry, let him call the plays and see if the offense changed. If he would have done that little change, it might have been a jolt that the Saints needed to get a win. You see? See, they don't mention none of that. That's up to you to remember. They lie by omission, and they spin narratives that I care not to even much accept. I'm not going to just bat that shit down, man. I bat it down. I'm going to tumble it because it don't make any sense. Dennis Allen all year last year had opportunities to change out or at least change the play caller for the offense and move Pete Carmichael out, put Ronald Curry in, let him call the plays for the game. Some bitch kept it the same the whole year. The whole year, they're going to sit up here and talk about we go one win away from the playoffs. We one win away. No. Your coach stopped you from getting a win because he refused to change what wasn't working. He kept it the same despite the fact he said on three different occasions he was going to make changes and he never made them. Kept doing the same thing. See, but that's what I'm – am I wrong to call that out? It's because I have a memory and I don't buy into BS and nonsense and propaganda just so you can go back and buy the tickets. Man, we don't play that here at the Sports Coma, man. We real deal Holyfield. The Great Saint Think Tank. It's called the Great Saint Think Tank for a reason, because they got brains. They're not susceptible to the jargon. They're not susceptible to the BS and the nonsense and the lies. The default to injuries. Well, you know, well, why did y'all fail, Mickey Lomas? Well, you see, well, we had injuries. Michael Thomas got hurt. Well, didn't Michael Thomas? He was really consistently hurt, Mickey. He was hurt for like several years in a row. Yeah, but we were really counting on him this particular year. Or did you have any wide receivers behind him that could kind of step? Well, we did, but, you know, injuries, you know, it was bad. And then we didn't get the calls that we wanted. What? The calls and injuries? So it had nothing to do with Dennis Allen, right? Nothing. He said nothing about Dennis Allen being the main reason, which is why you failed, because Dennis Allen at the helm. None of that. That's what I'm saying. The man asked him a real question, and Mickey came up with some real BS. That's what he does.
Love that. That really told me and the audience a lot, and that is great stuff. Mickey, great job in the draft, as always. You guys absolutely cleaned up. I love what you were able to accomplish. Keep up the great work, my friend. Always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Bullshitting.
Thank you, Adam. And listen, I'm going to be mad if you don't come down here this offseason.
Come on down here and get you something to eat. I got some clam chowder for you. I put some Zatarain's in it. I'll mix it. I need some clam chowder and mix some Zatarain's in it. And I got some orange juice. Sunny D. With some ice in it. I got you.
Man, the bottom line is this, man. At the end of the day, it's just, that's why I said, like, what do you like about the Saints? The fact that Clint Kubiak is over the offense. Clint Kubiak, and it's a lot, it's so much pressure on Clint Kubiak family. It's almost unfair for it to be that much pressure on Clint Kubiak. For real. It's almost unfair because he got a lot of work to do. It's not like they're giving him like a line with veterans where all he had to do is teach the veterans and then. He got young guys that have to, and that could work for him. You got young offensive linemen. One guy lost his confidence. Another dude that just got drafted. He's talented, high prospect. One dude probably not going to play again. His knee so bad. And, you know, it's career threatening. You get an offensive lineman from Minnesota that you familiar with on the cheap. And then you got a bunch of young players who really hadn't done anything. You got an established guy, McCoy. And Cesar Ruiz was coming off of your last year wasn't all that for Cesar, so he had to kind of regroup. So you got all this going on, and then you do have the players, and it was like, why did you come here? Because of the players. He did say that. They asked him that the reporter from, I forgot the lady name, from New Orleans asked Clint Kubiak, why did he come here? He said, because of the players. So he comes here, for you got Elvin, you got all these other guys, and he has to get them involved. But before Elvin can get going, before Elvin can even get the ball, you got to have a line to protect and block for him. And that's going to be, that's going to be interesting. And then have to install that system and be able to get them guys off court. And remember, you also have to install the discipline aspect, because remember, the Saints was one of these teams that had a ton of pre-snap penalties because they weren't disciplined. Remember what Elvin, remember Elvin Kamara said during the year, that the Saints was false starting in practice and nobody was saying anything. Y'all remember that? Put one in the chat if y'all remember that. So what Kubiak has coming here, he has to change all of this. He has to change the mentality of what was going on before, wash it all away, and install a successful system. Is he capable of doing that? I think he is. He the key to all of this. Because I think Dennis Allen will do just enough on the defensive side. Well, actually, you know, the staff, I like the defensive staff over there. And he'll do just enough. Special teams will be all right. But the offense, my goodness, the offense has to really rise up. And I do. And I do actually like Clint Kubiak. And I hope, I really do hope that he established that running attack and get that offensive line together. Because without that, it's not going to be pretty. Because we're going to need that, man. We're going to need that. And we're going to need it early. We're going to need it early because we don't want to see a repeat of having Derek Carr as option one and seeing looking around trying to make throws. No, we don't need Derek Carr out there trying to find somebody to throw to. We need a running attack and then play action call, which makes life easier because the safety ain't going to be out there. You have one safety roaming right there. The other guy going to try to help out, stop the run because you got to run the ball well. You take him now. He hanging around the line. You got one-on-ones out there. So, I mean, that makes it easy. But not Carr standing, looking to the left while guys are running free to the right, or looking to the right while guys. No, please, none of that. We don't need none of that. We need to run the ball. So, anyway, that's the Mickey Loomis interview, fam. Dude, Mickey Loomis sit up here talking about all that, man. Dude, it starts with him. You got to make evaluating and go, oh, man. Because we sit and things, fam, we sit, and this is not just last year, it's years. We sit up here and listen to these people, and these people know they're not doing what they say they're doing, what they be saying up there. We know they're not doing that because it don't show. It don't show any result on the field. If you're doing all that you say that you're doing, the result is not the same. We know you're not doing all those evaluations. We know it. We know you're not doing all. We know that you keep your door closed. You don't engage with the players. You know, we know that. We know you're not a guy that's hands on with the team. You let the dude sink the ship and then come out and make excuses for him. See, the reason why he ran into the bridge because, the harbor man, where the hell was the harbor master? That's a whole other thing. But I mean, the reality is, man, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with Mickey Loomis with this interview. With him selling this kind of stuff, and we know what time it is with Mickey Loomis. I just hope that Clint Kubiak finds the right players for his system and then he implements it, bro, because that's what it really comes down to. It's all on Kubiak. It's all on him. It's really all on him. Really it is, fam. And I don't understand why we ain't throw more financial resources toward Kubiak's offense. Really, I'm serious. Really. I mean, if you think about it, that money that we could be giving to Chase, wouldn't that be betterly utilized in an offensive lineman, a veteran offensive lineman for Kubiak's offense? You know, yeah, some of that paper that's going to that side, could it be going to a more established wide receiver, perhaps to flank next to Chris Olave? You see what I'm saying? Maybe you can find I'm just saying, man. We're going to put this guy over here on defense, this guy here on defense, this other guy on defense. We look at solid on defense, but the offense is what you're going to need to win, and we're just going to settle for a bunch of underpaid offensive lineman from Minnesota, a wide receiver who I wouldn't have guessed in some time that we would actually pick up and consider as a starter when I think there were more viable options out there with bigger resumes that would have fit. I'm just saying. And then really one offensive line veteran that you picked up that's could be a James Hurst type dude that can rotate from two different positions. And then just, I just I don't get it. But we'll see, man. We're going to see, man. We'll see how it all goes. But anyway, shout out to you, fam. I'm about to get ready to get on up out of here. Let me read a few comments from you guys before I split. 130 plus of us in there. Please feel free to hit the like button, family. If you're on Twitter, give me an X. Give me a retweet. Instagram, Facebook, shout out to you guys as well. All right. Tuck says, we got to get you on some helium to do that voice cue.
Well, hold on now. That's some bullshit. I only want to do it.
Yeah, there you go, Kev. Kev said, I'm not qualified. Yeah, that's what Mickey said, man.
None of you guys are qualified. You're not qualified to talk about it.
Aces, I think he meant that's the plan going forward. Okay, Brother Hakeem said the NFL is pressuring the Saints to get a brand new stadium in the next 8 years. How about that? You're going to have to put up some money like the Clippers owner did to get that going. You think she'll do that, Brother Hakeem? You think she'll do that, bro? Because guess what, bro? The NFL and the NBA is doing the same thing. They want the city of New Orleans to get a new arena too. And that there's an area right next to the convention center. I don't know if you're from down here, but well, yeah, Brother Hakeem got to be from down here with Baptiste last name. Yeah, that's that brother's black and gold man from New Orleans. But if you're familiar with the convention center area, there's a big piece of land like toward the, I ain't going to say to the right, like if you're going to the West Bank, you're looking at the convention center from the East Bank, looking toward the West Bank. There's a big piece of land that's sitting there, right? It's not too far from, I think, War Lumber is a little further over, but it's a big empty piece of land. That land right there, they want that piece of land to be the new NBA arena. They want that to be the arena. They want a riverfront arena that connects to the convention center. They want it to be on right on the water, on the Mississippi River, on the East Bank side. So, yeah, they saying that they can't improve the stadium anymore. But see, they don't want to use their own money to build these stadiums. They want to use your money. And that's herein lies the problem, baby. Herein lies the problem, baby. See, they're going to look, they want the basketball arena. And, it don't cost $500 million to build no arena no more. It costs $1 billion now to build an NBA style arena with all of the gadgets in it. And they don't want to spend their own money to do it. It's better for them to use taxpayers' money to build these stadiums for private usage. Cause we don't get any money from the Saints organization for supporting the Saints. They'll tell you it's your team, but you don't get any free tickets. You don't get any free parking. You don't get any free concessions, and you pay for the building, you pay for the lights, you pay for the water, all that's taxpayer funded. They pay very little, if anything, on that. They take all the money. That's why Gil's the richest person in the state of Louisiana. It ain't about saying, it's economics. If I don't pay as much taxes as you and I get to get more perks than what you would get, and I get to keep the majority of the money I make because I talk about without it, I won't be viable. Man, it's all economics of the game, baby. I often talk about this stuff here on the Coma because it's more of the sports than me. T. Will says Eric Bieniemy should have been a coach. Dennis Allen moved to offensive coordinator just to see what he can do on offense. Joe Woods as a defensive coach. I wouldn't move Dennis Allen to offensive coordinator. I think Dennis Allen's main thing is he's a good defensive coordinator, but that's all. He's really a defensive coordinator masquerading as a head coach because he wants nothing to do with the offense. And I understand that, but you still have to be over their shoulder. You still have to make these guys feel the pressure that you're there. That's how Sean Payton used to do it when he had Dennis Allen and these other people in. He'll let them run that side of the ball, but he'll go and bitch at them too. During the game, he wouldn't sit up there and let you make it. You can't do that, man. Because you the head coach, you picked the guy. I can't blame Pete Carmichael for having a shitty offense and Dennis Allen's the coach. He picked the guy. It's up to Dennis. Dennis Allen gets all of the bows and arrows because that's the guy he picked. He can easily go over there and say, you know what, Pete? And this happened last year. Pete, could you go try something new? We're going to put Ronald Curry over the offense, let him call plays just to change things up. Pete Carmichael couldn't say nothing wrong because his offense was stinking. But he didn't do that. He let the whole season go by, letting the same thing happen. And then says at the end of the season, I'm pissed. That's what he started the press conference off. I'm pissed. Oh, you pissed. You son of a bitch. You ain't do nothing. You ain't change anything. And you got the nerve to say you pissed about something? That's what I'm saying, man. They operate like you don't have a memory, and that's really insulting. Derek says Q sound like dope.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on now. Don't tell me that. You know, I that's terrible. You know, I don't know what time it is.
All right, Derek says no Q, more room in the East Q they need. Okay. Yeah, well, they're not looking in New Orleans East. They're not looking in New Orleans East. They're looking on the East Bank. It's a plot of land next to the convention center. It's a big old open area right there. And they've been looking at that portion of the land for a long time. They want to put that stadium because they wanted to be connected to the business district, the CBD, because there's a whole little renovation going on down there. You know, it's the urban renewal projects that they got going on down there. And they want the stadium there. And they're just telling, if they get it built there, they'll just tell on the arena that's next to the dome, and that'll become more parking space. You know, so that's what they got planned, man. That's the word on the street anyway. So I don't know. Farouk says, what's happening, bro? Good to see you, Farouk. Shout out to your brother. Appreciate you being in the stream. All big ups to you. Yeah. It's one of those things, but that's what I'm saying about it. It's almost unfair for Clint Kubiak. You bring him here and he's tasked to turn everything around. And the offensive line is the weakest. Is it the weakest? We could say it's the weakest, maybe wide receiver outside of our top two guys. I mean, Cedric Wilson's okay. But the line is problematic. Like, we really need to figure that thing out. So we need to figure out who the left tackle is going to be, the right tackle is going to be. Let's just leave Ramczyk out of the equation, because whoever these guys are going to get the reps, just let them get in there and get it going early. I know they're supposed to be doing this camp, this rookie mini camp thing in about 6 days, May 10th for a couple of days. They'll have people down there and they'll have some invitees to come down there and try out and stuff like that, because they really need to kind of, you know, get the line together. That's a big part. And then we'll start seeing who goes where. Now, that's a lot of unofficial depth charts that's out there. Let me see if I can pull one up that has some of the Saints players listed. Like I said, it's unofficial. Like this one right here that shows Fuaga at the left tackle position and Ram on the other side. But then again, it has Fuaga ahead of Penning, like Penning's backing him up, and Ram is good. And there's Landon Young on the side. I don't see that happening. The same, you have to justify the first round pick. Like, if you have you got Fuaga and you got Penning, you got to try them guys. You got to justify the pick. Now, Ali Udo, who they picked up from Minnesota, I think he'll play guard for him. So my looking at the offensive line, what I think it'll look like, and I could be slightly off or could be wrong, but I'm going to say both the ends are going to be that both tackles are either, it's going to be Fuaga and Penning. Ali Udo will operate at the left guard, and then you have Cesar McCoy and Cesar Ruiz on the other side. So that's how I think it looks like. We'll see, man, based on what the Saints add. But a lot of unofficial depth charts have a similar thing going on. I just, at the end of the day, I'm just kind of focused on the offensive line to see what could be done there, because we need to figure that out first, and so we can be able to run the ball. But I am really... What I really like about Fuaga and Penning pairing is the fact that those big ends, they're big guys that can really move, despite the fact that Penning had confidence issues and he didn't look good at the left tackle position. I didn't feel like that was the right position for him to play. I think we could try Fuaga there, but then again, maybe they keep, you know, if Ram can't go and Penning's on the other side, maybe Benton can make it work, because John Benton's the offensive line coach. He's a big part of making this go. So could he reestablish Geek Penning's confidence back, like what Marrone did for Cesar Ruiz? Like, he taught Cesar Ruiz to be a respectable guard. Could, you know, John do that for Trevor Penning? We hope so, because Penning has the athleticism. He has the strength. We just need to get him right. Can Benton do that? So that's a big part. So big questions on the offense, man. Style wise and all that kind of stuff. So we'll start. When is it? The 10th. We'll get a good look at these guys and see what they got going on, man. It's going to be fun seeing where they all fit. So, but that's my call. That's how I think it is. I think it'll be Fuaga and Penning on at the tackles. Ali Udo at the left guard. Center is McCoy, and Ruiz is the right guard. Derek says, East Bank side by Convention Center Q. There's no room by the river. East Bank side by the, yeah, that's what I said. East Bank side. Yeah, didn't I, that's what I said, right? The East Bank side, yeah. East Bank side is up. It's on the other side of the Crescent City connections going away from the city. If you go down there, like if you drive along where the convention center is and you go all the way to the other end of the convention center, that's this big open green area. That's what I'm talking about there. Now, Tom Benson did say, rest his soul, some years ago, that he wanted the Superdome, or the, not the Superdome, but a new arena to be built on the old War Lumber site, which is, I think, War Lumber is, where in War Lumber on the West Bank side? Is that West Bank side? I won't think about War Lumber. I won't say they're on the West Bank side. Wherever the War Lumber is, there were War Lumber plant. He wanted to demolish that, and they wanted to build an open-air arena. And they even had plans. You can Google plans. They had plans up of that stadium. They were actually wanting an open-air. I was like, man, these people are crazy, man. Who going to sit up there and as high as it be? It was an open-air football stadium that the Saints that Tom Benson wanted to do. Let me see if I could pull it up here. They had the plans up. They had it online, too. They had did articles on it and all that stuff. They had old plans of it and all kinds of stuff. I don't know. You probably can Google it and find it. But, yeah, Tom Benson wanted to. That's what he wanted to have. He wanted to have an open air stadium on the old War Lumber site. And I was like, man, you going, you done lost it, man. Boy, the only reason why people go to the game because you're in that condition. Boy, you don't want to go there, man, in no open air stadium. Talking about watching no game the Saints play. Open air? Dude, during a hot time, man. Boy, you tripping. Ain't nobody doing that. We ain't doing that. All right. So anyway, fam, listen, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Listen, I appreciate you guys for stopping by on the reaction stream as we kind of went over that stuff. Listen, we'll pop up again on Monday. We'll talk some more Saints and go from there, man. Tonight's got a lot of good stuff going on. So maybe action there. We know the semifinal round between, the Western Conference semis, which is Minnesota and Denver. That should be popping up here real soon. That's going to be a real good one. I anticipate either one of those guys will represent the Western Conference in the finals between the Nuggets and the Wolves. That's going to be an excellent series. And tonight, I think Canelo Alvarez and Hami Mugia is fighting later on tonight, man. They got a wonderful undercard. So this is going to be a good night of sports for the family members to check out, man. I think Canelo, man, just to do it, you know, we do Ring Kings boxing. That's going to be interesting to see that pop and shake too. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, Canelo should, and that's a good fight, but I think Canelo was probably going to knock out Hami, beat him up severely, but Hami is no punk, man. I like Hami. I've been watching him fight for a long time, man. And, you know, he got a lot of padded stats, man. They kind of did the Mike Tyson thing with him, man, when he fought a bunch of people and got his record way up in the air, man. He got like 40 wins or something, like 35 wins and 35 and 0 or something like that. But the last several fights, he fought some pretty decent fighters. John Ryder was on the back of his career, but he was able to get to Canelo. That's the money pot, getting Canelo. And he got a fight with Canelo. I don't think he's going to beat Canelo. I think probably Canelo going to beat him up pretty good because he pissed off with Oscar De La Hoya. Almost got with it with Oscar De La Hoya. He's going to take it out on his fighter. but anyway, let me get out of here, man, before I go into it. Listen, appreciate y'all for stopping by, man. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one, man. Y'all have a good rest of y'all weekend, man. Much love to the fam. Be safe out there. And who that be?
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. I thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Booking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah, like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRP.